Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Where are we at with Mike Kroeger and Ryan Peake from Nickelback?
Probably about 4 or 5 minutes away here.
I've been looking forward to this because, hey, I'm an unabashed Nickelback fan. They're not my favorite, but I just like big rock and roll songs. And I certainly, one thing I don't like is someone else telling me what's cool and what's not. That's never been my jam. That's the problem, man. If you're Kurt Cobain and you smoke yourself, mm-hmm. three albums in, major albums, major label, you're a hero forever, right? Because you never faded. But I assure you, had Nirvana stuck around, there's a really great chance they would have become the uncool then. Everything comes in cycles. Like, you know, hair metal was a big deal. Motley Crue, Poison, all those bands.
Disco.
Yes, disco. It becomes big, and then we love the next thing, so now that's uncool again. There's a new generation. The next younger people go, what you liked was stupid. Mm-hmm. And it's just the way it is. Now, there's going to be some survivors in that, the way Motley, Def Leppard, Poison all survived, but it took them 15 years to come back. Then hair metal became a thing. They want to call it, if you want to give it a genre. And now they're selling out stadiums. Mm-hmm. You know, they're just doing huge business. It just happens. Now, there's a lot of bands that didn't make it from that, but the ones that are really big, and that's doesn't get bigger than Nickelback. 50 million. 50 million album sold. That's 50 platinum records. To get a gold record is to sell 500,000. That's what every band in the world just wants. If I could just get a gold record. That's, you know, that's 500,000 records. Mm-hmm. They sold 1 million, it goes platinum. They've done that 50 times. You understand how big that is?
I mean, ghosts are buying them. I don't know who's buying these but yeah, mythical creatures fans. That right. are just clicking and buying them.
But what I hate to pull the curtain back too far because I'm okay, I'm a Five Finger Death Punch fan. I like them. I think Zoltan's an incredible writer. I think they put together a great show. I think they're always entertaining. But if you think there's a great musical difference between Five Finger Death Punch and Nickelback, you've lost your goddamn mind. And I know what you're thinking. You're mm-hmm. like, bull ass.
Right.
It's image. All right. I just Five Finger Death Punch under and over it. I think there's a huge difference in this. It's like, goddamn close, guys. Now, argue amongst yourselves. I hate to ruin anyone's day. I'm just saying, like what you like and don't listen to the rest of the world. It's they've always been a great show live. I just saw them in Kansas City. We all went, Chuck and I went, Chuck from Loudwire, LJ and his whole family mm-hmm. from Seven Dust. And again, it was sold out. People were happy. Everybody was singing along. And look, I remember a time when AC/DC wasn't the flavor for a minute. And I remember Ozzy, the great Ozzy Osbourne, selling only Memorial Hall yeah. on the No More Tears tour. Ozzy played Memorial here to 3,500 people. Maybe it's not even 5,000, I don't think. And I love Ozzy because I was there. But mm-hmm. just so you understand, everything ebbs and flows. Everything mm-hmm. comes in waves. So you know, Ozzy stuck it out, and he became, of course, another huge arena act again. But I remember in the 90s, I have a picture of me on Ozzy's No More Tours tour playing Memorial Hall here, Soldiers and Sailors, and it's not a big joint. No. But he's just, again, I love Nickelback. I always have. I always thought, man, what a great bunch of songwriters. Again, ain't nobody trying to cure cancer.
Nope.
I just want to, you know, drink a little bit, shake it. You know what I mean?
It's good time
to
tap
your foot. Just have a good time, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Peake on the hotline right now. He's going to give Mike a little bit of trouble. He's not there.
Where in the hell did Mike go?
Now,
see, now I'll be anti-Kroger, but I'm with Ryan on the whole thing now.
Formed in 1995 in Hina, Alberta, Canada, they grew to become one of the most commercially successful rock bands of all time, with numerous multi-platinum albums, diamond certifications, multiple Grammy nominations, winning American Music and Billboard Awards on the way to selling over 50 million albums worldwide. The band is Nickelback. Now their rise to fame and unexplainable backlash is examined in the new documentary, Peak to Love, Nickelback. Please welcome Nickelback members Mike Kroger and Ryan Peake.
Only we did the intro earlier, didn't we, Ryan, when we didn't know.
You didn't know?
You didn't know that Mike didn't make it today.
You know what? I'm mad at the Kroger as well, so we'll both be mad at Mr. Kroger.
That's it. We're out of the Kroger business for this morning.
Yeah, sounds good.
How are you, Ryan? How are you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good, man. Listen, I saw the Kansas City show with Chuck from Loudwire and LJ, and you guys absolutely murdered it, man. I thought the visual was incredible, the sound was incredible, the crowd sang to every single song, you know, and for a band that, you know, just put out a documentary called Hate to Love, it certainly did sell out the T-Mobile Center.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Yeah, that was a blast. Absolutely. Yeah, that's it seems to be a weird title for some of the reality that's happening. So, but as it goes, I mean, that's part of the onion we try to peel there a little bit. So, but yeah, I'm glad you came. It was a fun show. Good seeing LeJean too.
Yeah, man. Listen, here's the thing. And anybody, sometimes you need a little perspective. If you stick around long enough, you'll become the bad guy. If you die early, you're the hero. If you're Kurt Cobain, and God rest his soul, had he stuck around, trust me, there'd be people, new generation, talking hella smack on Nirvana. And
yeah,
everybody shows, no, they wouldn't. Yes, they would. The same way they talked smack on Motley Crue and Def Leppard, and now they sell out baseball stadiums. And it's just a matter of being a victim of success, man. You did too much, you flew too high, and now you had to get kicked in the balls by the world, right?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think you know, ubiquity in that sense is the curse at some point. Yeah. I mean, I think people think they want that when they start. They're like, God, I want to be everywhere. I want my music to be everywhere. Well, be careful what you wish for, because that could come back and bite you in the ass. And nice. Yeah, you're right. I mean, I think that's a favorite pastime of people to do, though. Is they, you know, they love to commiserate over things that they don't like. or they love to tear something, you know, they love to tear something down as much as they love to build something up. So I think it's just a bit of a, it's definitely a human interest story in what we love to do as a species. So
listen, you guys write great rock and roll songs, and those always live. I will tell you, two words, one name, Bon Jovi. Come on. Like, I remember them getting this punishment, right? And they just faded back. And then I can tell you, it's who's bigger? I mean, who's they're still doing it? It's going to be just fine.
It's funny. Yeah. Well, I appreciate that. I mean, hopefully that's the case. Maybe we should go away for another 10 years. Maybe just disappear for 10 years. It'll be bigger than Elvis. Right? That'd be great.
Yeah, listen, we were laughing this morning about I was playing. And again, I love Five Finger Death Punch. But I was playing a couple songs side by side, you guys in that, and I go, sure is similar. A little bit of an image difference. I go, but calm down, Five Finger Death Punch fans. Trust me. it's awfully similar, man. And again, the reason they're similar is because they're both great, big, toe-tapping, fist-pumping rock and roll songs that you can go to a show, and it's got a big guitars, big drum, big bass, and it's fun. And goddamn anybody who can't laugh at that and have fun.
Exactly. I mean, it doesn't have to be that hard, man. That's kind of what we do. It's supposed to be a good time.
And it's a weird, but it is an interesting thing. This documentary, I can't wait to see it because I do love the way rock and roll interacts with the world, its social world, right? Like, what's cool, what's not cool. We're going to let people tell us what to like, and I am always that guy. That as soon as you tell me I shouldn't like something, I definitely find a way to like it. Like, there's a thing, you know. But I was always. Oh, yeah. Nickelback has always written great rock and roll songs, but as soon as the world said, "Oh, it's not," I'm like, "You know what? You can start kissing my ass right now," because that I despise.
No, and I appreciate that kind of sentiment because I'm kind of the same way. Or at the very least, if everybody's telling you something, I at least question it. If you don't want to jump at both feet, you're like, "Well, really? Should I not like this?" The public shame of whatever it is, I think what you're talking about is like that's. I don't like that. I don't think that's not, you know, it's not thinking for yourself. And in the music industry, God, it's easy to find something to not like. Music is subjective by nature. So yeah. I think a little bit of, you know, healthy skepticism is all right on that part.
Now, listen, if you don't think I own a bunch of disco records that I secretly listen to, and the other day I was getting hammered and listening. Do you remember Walter Murphy who did Flight? Oh, he did the disco version of, was it Beethoven? Beethoven's Fifth.
Oh yes. I totally know that one,
dude.
It's gold, man.
It's effing gold. Dude. If you think, well, dude, if anybody knew, like LeJean, like the thing he and I like to do, and we laugh about it on the show, is there's nothing less metal than two dudes mantiquing together, and that's what we do.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. That's awesome. I know, but you know, that's the bit. It's hard in the metal community because. Man, they're tough on, you know, liking anything else. You know, they're good people, but man, they're like, you don't want to be anything less metal. So it's a shame is a big thing, right? It's a big thing. It's weird.
No, and again, I think you guys are going to be great as you've always been. And I'll let a little bit of the cat out of the bag, because I've talked about this on there before, is, you know, I know that you guys and LJ and Chad, there's a talk about writing songs together because great songwriters should write together. And I would tell you, anybody in the metal world listening, if you think Seven Dust and LJ is okay, well, I can tell you LJ does not have time for bad guys or bad human beings. And he loves Nickelback and he loves all you guys deeply. And he said it to me very clearly.
I appreciate that. And to him as well. It's like that was the one thing, you know, when we ended up touring with those guys a few years back, it's like it opened my eyes to their music and what good people they are. Yeah. And so I appreciate you saying that because that's very, very kind.
Now, listen, I know they got us on a limited time here, but I what I'd like to do, Ryan, is I want to see the documentary, and I'd like to have you on for more than 10 minutes. I mean, let's go through stuff because I think the way the world looks at stuff, the way we love rock and roll, what it means to us, how it's part of our lives is incredibly important. And I want to see the documentary and then come back and kind of chat about it afterwards.
Okay, we could absolutely make that happen. Let us know. Guys, give me the wrap up right now.
All right, man. Listen, hey, Ryan, take care of yourself. I'll see you soon.
Thanks so much. Take care, okay?
You bet. Stay right there, man. I definitely would like to do that. Yeah. And we gotta bust Chad's brother Mike's ass for not showing up.
Which made me laugh off the air. He didn't go quite as hard on the air, but when it said, Because they, as soon as they make the call, like the people connecting it let me know, hey, and Mike didn't make it. And I'm like, where the hell is Mike? Like, I'm just saying it to him. I don't realize Ryan's on the line. And Ryan's like, well, he's a big pussy who didn't want to show up. So, everything you said is correct. Because I texted LJ this morning about 7 and just said, hey, we're going to have those guys on. I know you went to the show. I know you enjoy it. And LJ just wrote me back and said, I'm just getting this. I can't talk today, but please let them know that they are one of my favorites of all time.
Yeah, no, I know.
And set the hearts and the praying hands. Like,
yeah, man. Listen, LJ, he's not one of those guys. He's not worried some metal guy's going to go, he likes Nickelback. That's it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I can tell you that. He doesn't give a goddamn about
Well, that. when you're looking at people to vouch for other people,
well,
LJ, Jesse, whatever. Like, those are the kind of people that you, if that guy likes it, then that there's got to be something there.
Well, I can tell you. And then you said Jesse. Strange thing, and we didn't get into it, but the first Nickelback show in America was in Atlanta opening for Jackal. No, I'm sorry. It was opening for Jesse's solo band. I'm sorry, because that's when, and you'll have to dig this up because it's from back, an album called Foot Fetish. And they were out on tour. And
so that would have been, what, mid-90s?
Yeah, or? Early 90s, yeah, or late 90s, sorry. And Jesse recognized that the record label, it was Roadrunner Records. Now I'm going kind of deep, but Roadrunner's known for being a metal record label. They were a very small record label at the time. Mm-hmm. And everything Roadrunner has today is because of 50 million albums sold. If you took every album ever sold by all other Roadrunner artists, they don't get to 50 million.
Not close, yeah.
They don't get to the Nickelback sell. Mm-hmm. So, but at the time, Nickelback hadn't sold a record. They were brand new. They were just kids out of Canada. And they had nothing backstage. And Jesse, Chad remembers this, and I'll bet you Ryan does. Jesse carried them some of his catering from his room and his, a case of beer and went, welcome to the show, boys.
What a stamp it.
Congratulations. Yeah. Here you go. Serve something to eat and something to drink. And we were talking, Chad absolutely remembers. Remembers that.
Just the kind of hug you need
to
get going. Like, just what you need.
Yeah. You guys say what you want. Like, which I don't care if you want to like it, you don't like it. But
and it doesn't have to be your favorite band of all time, but let's knock it off.
But I'll just, yeah, well, yeah, knock it off with letting other people tell you what's cool.
Yeah.
Like,
no, but that's who we are now. Bad. Once it catches a wave, like.
Let me tell you how uncool I am. I was over the moon getting a little liquored up. You never know how you can't get enough volume out of this at 1 o'clock in the morning.
I understand.
Yeah. It's by a guy named Walter Murphy. It's absolutely crazy. Yeah.
But nothing's better when the synthesizer kicks in.
I didn't realize until I let Buddy out outside how loud outside my house it was. I downloaded all of his stuff. It was on my phone the next day. I was like, oh man, I bought like 3 more records. Yeah. By the way, this is one other thing was the only good thing on the whole thing. Like, listen, I got hardwood floors. If I had roller skates, I'd have moved all the furniture.
Oh, not enough short shorts and bubble gum to get you through the night.
I joined you.
You got to picture me in a half shirt and pigtails. Like.
I used to roller skate in our kitchen after Solid Gold ended each weekend.
Really?
Hell yeah. It wasn't a big kitchen, but it had linoleum.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Here. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.